All right, folks, Hometown Morning Show, 729, and we're going to introduce this guest. This guest is going to introduce herself, but then she's going to tell us who she is so people will know who she is. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. My name is Jillian Carden. However, my former alias was Jill Payne, daughter of Kay and Buddy Payne here in Hardinsburg, born and raised.
Now, Buddy, she's going to have a question for you later on, so you get ready. You get ready for the answer. The ultimate better than keto. That's all I'm going to say, but he knows what I'm talking about. So you're going to quiz him on this.
I will. I will definitely have a follow-up with him.
We are so glad to see you in the station this morning to talk about Silverleaf. This month is, was it National Child Abuse Awareness Month?
It is. It is Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month for the entire month of April. Okay. And folks have probably seen some banners or some pinwheels around town. And so I was here last week planning those, and folks were really gracious to let me do that.
And telling people who you were.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, I don't know. When you walk in.
I didn't put it together. I knew who she was married to, but yeah. I didn't put it together.
This is what makes Brent County great.
Exactly.
And I think people have just started to forgive me over the years for calling them by their maiden names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
Even on the air. Sticks. I don't mean to. It's just old habits.
I mean to.
So who and what exactly is Silverleaf?
So, Silverleaf, I've been there a little over a year. I'm the executive director. Silverleaf is a nonprofit agency. We are based in Elizabethtown. However, we cover the 8 counties of the Lincoln Trail Ad District. Okay. It's early this morning, and I haven't finished my coffee, but I'll try to name them off. It's Hardin and LaRue, Breck, Meade, and Grayson, Marion, Washington, and Nelson counties.
You just get an A. You just
thank
pass.
You. Thank you. So our primary goal and purpose at Silverleaf is to provide resources, treatment, and services for individuals who've been affected by sexual violence, okay. whether that's sexual assault or rape. And we have lots of different services that cover that. All of them are free.
What's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that that service is needed, but it is what it is.
I agree.
So you all are there.
I would love to be out of a job because I'm not needed, but it's not the case anytime
right.
soon.
Right. Now, what exactly do you do and who do you serve?
So we serve at Silverleaf all individuals who've been affected by sexual violence. That could either be the direct victim or what we call secondary victims, which might be family members. So sometimes if a child's been a victim, the parents or caregivers really need some support as well.
Sure.
So we provide services to anyone affected by sexual violence. And some of the services we provide include, we have a crisis line that operates 24 hours, 365 days a year. We go out to hospitals, the regional hospitals, so that includes Breck Memorial. If they have somebody that comes in the emergency room that's been assaulted or they think may have been assaulted, they call us okay. at Silverleaf, and we send someone out to the hospital, and we'll be there as long as they want us to be there, and we can provide them some emotional support and some resources. We also provide therapy, again, free of charge, which is kind of unique to us. And even though a lot of our services are kind of in response to an assault, kind of after the fact, we also provide prevention and education.
Great.
So in the 8 counties we serve, I think there are like 94 schools, and we are in 39 of them. And from the little bitties, we talk about good touch, bad touch, all the way through college age, where we talk about healthy relationships and bullying and how to intervene in a situation when you see something wrong.
That's fantastic. That's good knowledge to pack around with you. So kudos. Yeah. And I'm sure it takes a lot of work.
It does. The staff are absolutely amazing. As I mentioned, I've been there a year, and I think every day I am more impressed with the staff and the passion and what they do. They're the kind of staff that, you know, if they've been in the hospital for 4 hours in the middle of the night, they text and say, is it okay if I come in for just an hour and then go get some sleep? Yeah. yes, it is. Please, right. please take care of yourself.
That has to be a labor of love. It really does. And probably a thankless job at times. So
sometimes, but it can also be incredibly rewarding.
Wonderful. Yep. What about some stats? These are not pleasant things to talk about, Jill, but it's something we need to talk about. These are things that people need to know. What's going on in that world? What are you seeing?
Well, nationally, and pretty stable for several years, nationally, we know that about 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men at some point in their life will be the victim of sexual violence. Oh, wow. However, when we look at the stats for Kentucky specifically, those stats skyrocket to about 1 in 2 women, 47%. Oh, wow. And 1 in 5 men. So that is a stat that we cannot be proud of in the Bluegrass State. No. And the other thing about the stats, to kind of hit home, and what I hope listeners will take from that is, we all know survivors of sexual violence. They may not have chosen to tell you that they're a survivor, but we all know survivors. We work with them. We are friends with them, we're family with them, we see them at the grocery store. There are a lot of victims in our community.
Wow. That's these stats that I'm seeing here are pretty amazing. And then the thing that really surprises me that I've started hearing about in the last few years is human trafficking. Mm-hmm. I see, because working, you know, right. But we're around the news all the time. That is not a phrase that I was even familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I agree. And I think even before I entered this job, when I heard human trafficking, my thought was, well, that happens in a foreign country.
I think, right. I mean, right off the bat, mm-hmm. just to be honest, right, wrong, or indifferent, I think, oh, it's third world.
Right. Yeah.
That is not
right.
a first world problem.
Poverty, and definitely in a different culture. A lot of times we probably think of like Asian cultures.
Right.
However, the reality is that the United States is the number one consumer of human trafficking, and there's lots of different forms of human trafficking. There's labor trafficking, and there's also what Silverleaf deals with, which is sexual human trafficking. And in studying this and going to training since I've been at Silverleaf, what we learn is that there are a lot of individuals that are in the States. This is a United States problem. A lot of times, I think what we think about for prostitutes,
right?
Prostitutes are almost always being trafficked, which means that, unlike, you know, the three of us sitting at the table, if we wanted to quit our job today, we could walk away with, I mean, there'd be consequences, but nothing that would threaten our life.
Nobody would shoot right. us.
Nobody would shoot us. Nobody would beat us. And so that is not the case for these women and children who are in this industry, that they can't leave. They can't walk away. They're stuck. And the other thing that is probably happening in the newspapers that we don't really wrap our heads around as being human trafficking is caregivers who may be selling their children for drug money or other things like that. That's human trafficking when you are selling a human being. And so that's one of those, I think, community-wide, there are some blinders on. It's hard. This is hard stuff to talk about.
Sure, it is. And it's, I mean, it's, yes. And I feel like I've lived in a bubble.
Mm. Right.
You know, this makes me feel ignorant and blessed.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we don't, like you said, I'm sure it exists around in our area, but
it does.
You don't hear about it and you don't really see it, or we don't. So,
yeah.
That's the worst part of it is that we don't know.
Yeah.
So you're here to bring us to light.
That's
we appreciate
right.
that.
I am, and I know this is a heavy topic for the
it
early
is.
Morning.
It is. It really is. But, hey, it does need to be talked about, and we appreciate you being gutsy enough to come on and get outside the comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah.
We can go back to baseball and softball later. Who do you all work with in the community? Who is behind Silverleaf? Who helps you all out?
So because this is such a major concern, and because humans are just, we are just complicated individuals. We have lots of layers. We also have, as an agency, lots and lots of relationships. So a few minutes ago, I mentioned the hospitals. So all the regional hospitals in our area, we work really closely with them. We want them to call us, and we want to be supportive to them. We also work really, really closely with local law enforcement agencies and with the Cabinet for Health and Family Services, because when they're investigating a crime or child abuse, we have specific services that are really, really specialized, because we are really one of the only agencies in our eight counties that specifically serves sexual violence. Okay. So that makes us unique. So we have a lot of community partners, and our goal is always to do better and be better so that we are collectively serving victims in the best way we possibly can.
Great. Now, these things take money.
Yes, they do.
They do. That, you know, it makes the world go round. How is Silverleaf funded?
So, being a nonprofit, we are primarily funded through grants. We have some federal grants, and we have some state grants, and that is the bulk of what keeps us afloat. However, there are lots of factors that are always affecting us, things that happen in legislation. Sure. And sessions and things like that. And so we also are really dependent on local funders, folks who donate to us or who come out to events. We just had a really great fundraiser a few weeks ago, and an art auction.
Great.
And that was great. We really appreciate the turnout. So donations are always accepted.
Great. Wonderful. Got events coming up.
We do. So since this is April, and it is Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, tomorrow is our next event, and it is called Chalk the Walk. And if anybody is interested, I'm carrying around some Chalk the Walk bags with me today. We have chalk in it. Basically, the event is to put messages of encouragement on your sidewalks.
Who doesn't love sidewalk chalk?
Exactly. And it's fun.
I'm never going to outgrow sidewalk chalk. My yeah. kids have abandoned it. I still keep some around.
It's fun. And, you know, first rain, it's gone, and you got a clean slate again.
Mama's happy. Yeah. Everybody's happy. Yeah. No mess. Good. And then you all have got a going to show a movie coming up at Crown Point Theaters to raise
yes.
some money.
Yes. So this one's not, we didn't want it to be the goal isn't to be a major fundraiser. Really, we wanted folks to have some knowledge of Silverleaf, but to not always have that heaviness. And so we've started to try to do some family fun events. And so on the 20th, we are going to show the original Toy Story.
The good one.
Yes, and I've seen it about 300 times. Good. But, you know, it never gets old. It's a classic. It's yeah. a new classic.
Right.
And that's at Crown Point. That's the new one with the reclining chairs. And
it is.
That's the cushy movie theater.
It is. It is super fancy. And so if anybody's interested in tickets for that, they can go to our website, and you can purchase them directly online. And with the purchase of a ticket, you get 30% off concession stands that night. And the really great owner at Crown Point is also giving away, he's going to have us give away 4 tickets wow. that night. Too. So they've been incredibly supportive as well. So fantastic. Hopefully folks will get their tickets.
Well, as a plea to your home county and your home community, how can people help Silverleaf?
You know, there's lots of different ways folks can help. I mentioned donations, and I can admit that a few years ago, being on the other side of the fence of not running a nonprofit, I was always leery about
sure.
money. I want to know my money is actually going to help directly to victims. And I can say that for folks who do financially donate, it does in one way or another. It might be that the donation is supporting hospital bag items. It might be that the money is going to pay a salary, part of a salary to an individual. But I assure you that we do our very best with the financial funds. However, if funds are tight or that's just not something you're comfortable with, you know, there are lots of folks, businesses that have said, hey, how can we help? Can we donate time? Can we donate a service? Absolutely. You absolutely can do that. And we've gotten really creative with some businesses. And then another thing is just words of encouragement. The staff take on a lot. They love their job, but they take on a lot. And so maybe if it's just dropping us a email to say, you know, we appreciate what you're doing, that goes a long way to kind of feed
and
the
soul.
And
you all do accept pizza.
We do. Pizza, donuts, fruit, you know, sometimes goes over okay.
That's after they eat all the donuts.
And yeah. Chocolate is a wonderful currency.
And sharing things on social media, which doesn't cost anybody a dime.
No, it doesn't cost anything. We've tried to be really active with our social media. So if folks find us on Facebook, we have Twitter, find us and just go on and, first of all, educate yourself. And then if you like what you read, then share it. That's appreciate great. That.
You all do have a website, silverleafky.org.
Yes.
As nonprofits are prone to have .orgs, remember that, silverleafky.org. And you can email them at contactus, all one word, at silverleafky.org. So
yes.
This is good stuff. We're glad to see you.
Well, I'm really glad that you all had me on this morning.
I didn't know who Dr. Jillian Carden was, and now I know it's Jill Payne.
It's just Jill. Payne.
We're glad, and welcome home. We're glad to have you in the county for a little bit.
It's always nice to be home.
Always good to be home, isn't it? Well, you come back and see us. Let us know how things are going. Keep us posted.
I will.
And you always have a seat here. You're always welcome.
Thank you.
You can bring your mom and daddy with you if you want to.
I don't know about that. Dad gets a little unruly sometimes. But.
We would probably get in trouble.
I was going to say, probably wouldn't accomplish a whole lot.
I'm so ready for that. Thank you again, Dr. Jillian Carden. Y'all stay tuned. Hometown Morning Show, 104.3 The River.